Hi, this is Annie. It's Wednesday the 11th of August. Welcome to my Wednesday post, which I'm going to do on Audioboo. I'm going to chat about my impressions of the recent Byron Bay Writers Festival, which is held each year in New South Wales, Australia. So I've only really just got back, but I've got to say I was amazed by the array of authors and events available at the festival. It's got a good mix of information, promotional and common interest areas throughout the days. It's held over 3 days, though there are workshops and seminars available from, I think, the Monday through to the following Sunday. So you can actually spend most of a week there indulging in writing and seminars. I can only compare this event with two other writers' festivals that I've been to, but I've got to say that Byron has really bagged it for me. It's got a great location, right on the beach. It has centralised facilities. It's got good access to a wide array of accommodation, whether you want B&B or backpackers or good hotels. And it has the reputation to attract top authors and panellists. The main difficulty I found was in choosing what to go to because I didn't want to miss out on key authors and panellists. Just in case you've never been to one, writers' festivals around the world offer a crash course to time-poor folk in the workings of the writing world. Regardless of whether you're on a path as a writer, attending a festival, which is purely focused on writing, should be one of the priorities in your professional training. Not only do you have the opportunity to be part of a friendly atmosphere where everyone speaks your language, the passion of writing, but the conversation of authors, it infuses you with a feeling of inclusiveness, of being part of a quiet movement, and it's sure to delight even the most stoic writers amongst us. Something that's humbling to remember is that no matter where you are on the path, you're always a learner. And if you stop learning, you find yourself in a rut or you're going to be going around in a circular pattern. Going to a festival as part of your professional development opens lots of opportunities. Some of these are for you to upskill or to take on some new breaking information. It offers the industry an opportunity to promote quality practice and encouraging open discussion within advisory or focus groups. Promotion of both professional and social networks, for individuals to test out or to experience new technologies, for individuals to seek out mentors in a relaxed environment, for a new storyline to be presented to you, either through something that you've seen, read or heard through the festival, or at an extracurricular activity through the festival. And it also offers you an opportunity to recharge, be it in filling up, just being in the space of other creative souls, or from you, just having a break away from your normal situations. I was really enthusiastic to go and listen to authors of genres I've not written in. I've got to say, although I came away feeling refreshed or that I had enjoyed listening to the panel, I didn't come away with much more knowledge on how I could get about in writing or attempting to write in that genre or style. And I think that was a bit of a failing for at least the Byron Festival. Festivals are often the launch point for new authors in their books. Often they'll conduct short readings or be part of a panel with other writers who are grouped vaguely into some sort of genre or topic area, and they talk about the inspiration behind their work. Now, although I understand the importance of these launches and of the need to recognise and congratulate emerging writers, I can't help but think that there was more than a fair share spent on these types of sessions this year at Byron, and I wish there was more nuts and bolts, I guess. Now look, don't get me wrong, I really enjoy listening to writers giving their insights and where their story comes from, or about the challenges that they may have faced and how they overcame these in order to produce their work. I just felt that, especially something as great as the Byron Festival, that it needs to balance itself with a few more toolbox-style sessions, the how-tos, the hints, the tips. I mean, certainly my first day was spent scribbling notes and rushing from marquee to marquee and trying to capture as much information that I could. But the following 2 days were more reflective and more entertainment. Not that that's a bad thing, it's just an observation. I'm guessing that most writers' festivals are populated by similar crowds, that delightful visage of writers from dapper individuals, you know, with the big bow ties and the fabulous hats, to the dishevelled deer caught in the headlight stares, you know, the newly published authors or the emerging writers still wanting to make their mark. Look, turn up. You'll fit in no matter who you are. But for authenticity, clutch a tatty notebook, mumble a bit and get that desperate, I need coffee sort of thing happening in your eyes. Go and attend a writers' festival as a serious part of your professional development. It'll expose you to those practising the craft and those who are weaving the art. And if you're on the East Coast, come and join me next year. I'll catch you later.